It's really great to be here, Chodesh Tov, everybody. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is a time to focus on tshuva. We start the process that really climaxes on Yom Kippur. We are climbing the mountain towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really climbing down to greet us. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. Hashem is helping us come towards Him, and He is coming towards us. As well, Dirshu Hashem v'Himatso k'ra'uhu b'yoto karov. Right? You have to call on Hashem when He's close. During this time, Hashem is getting closer and closer to us, and our goal is to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now is the time to really renew our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tshuva. And therefore, my topic for today is Teshuva, Tahara, and Haftara. Or Tshuva, Tahara, and Haftara. What does it mean? Our mechanism to attain this closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tshuva. Our goal that we are attaining is tahara, purity, a certain kind of pristineness of our being. That is our goal. So the mechanism is tshuva, our goal is tahara, and the guidebook and the lesson plan is the haftara. And the haftara that I'd like to start with and focus on, and then use the commentaries that are surrounding it and some halachic literature that pertains to it, is the haftara of Shabbat Tshuva. Because that's really the guidebook and the lesson plan for Tshuva. And many times we leave it all the way for the Shabbat before Yom Kippur. By then it's too late. By then you're already at the last legs of Tshuva. So we're going to be studying Haftarat Shabbat Tshuva now at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul in order to really set ourselves on pace in order to reach the level of Tahara and Tshuva that we really should attain. So let's start with source number one in Hosea Yedalad, Sukim Bet Ad Yud. Now Hosea is Hosea ben Be'eri, and according to the Midrash, he's from Shevet Reuven. And why does Hosea get the right to be the first one to really announce about Tshuva? He's the first of the Trei Asar. The Midrash explains that because Reuven opened Tshuva Tfilah, he was the one who did Tshuva first in Sefer Bereishit about his actions with Bilha, so his progeny are able to give the speech to open B'Tshuva. But we will see throughout our studies, and of course what we've done throughout the years, is that even though Reuven is a great example of opening tshuva, the one who's a great closer and the one who will really teach us how to really do vidui and tshuva shlema is really Shevet Yehuda, is really Yehuda and David HaMelech, as we've discussed many times in our shiurim. But let's begin. We're doing Haftarat Shabbat Tshuva, and that is in Hosea Yudalet Bet Adyud. We're in source number one. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta abavonecha. What is the Navi telling us? He's saying, Bnei Israel have to repent. Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha. If you do tshuva, you can reach all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what should have really said? El, to. Do tshuva to Hashem, towards Hashem. But it's Shuva Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha. If you do tshuva, you're going to reach all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the beauty of this line is it's shuva in the singular. There's something about having a unity of Am Yisrael. If all Am Yisrael repents together, then we have a certain goal. We have a certain mass of energy of tshuva that really has a certain kind of efficacy. And we're going to see a little later, that's also the beauty on Yom Kippur. Even though every time we do a chet, we have to do tshuva, the idea that all of Bnei Israel, all around the globe, are all doing tshuva and vidui on the same day of Yom Kippur, has a certain power. But that doesn't take away our personal tshuva. Because look at the next pasuk, pasuk gimel. Kho imachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Each one has to take these words and to use them and to do vidui to return to Hashem. So there's a national tshuva, there's something about the unity of Am Yisrael, and there's also the individual doing tshuva. And how do you do tshuva? Kho imachem dvarim. It's with words. Right? And what are the words that you say? So the Navi is giving an example. What do you say? Imru elav. What do you say? So we have the idea of tshuva here, and we have the idea of vidui. You have to say something. And what are the words that you say? Kol tisa avon. Hashem, you should forgive us for all our chata'im. V'kach tov. Just take the good deeds that we do. See the good that we do. Uneshalma parim sfateinu. And instead, or in addition of bringing korbanot, we are also going to speak with our lips. We are also going to say things, we're also going to mean them. What was the criticism that Yeshayahu gives to Am Yisrael in the beginning in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph? Right? That you bring korbanot, but you don't mean it. You say words, but you don't mean it. Which means Hoshea is explaining here, and in general we know it, that in Yeshayahu as well, right? You have to take these words, you have to internalize them, and when you say them, you have to mean them. And when you bring your korban, you say your tefillah, it has to be with the understanding that you really mean it, and they are transformational. Let's look at Radak. On yours, it's for source number 4. What does Radak say about these psukim? Shuva Yisrael ki kashalta bavonecha. Ki ata ro'eh shekashalta bavonecha. When you realize, when you see that you have sinned, which means you have to realize, hakarat achet, you have to understand that you did a sin. And once you realize your sin, then you can go in the next phase. If you look very carefully, you'll see that already in these psukim of the Haftarah, both of Hoshea, Yoel, and of Micha, we already have part of the steps that we already find that the Rambam and Rav Sa'adjigon in Emunot V'deot, the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, the steps that you have to take towards tshuva. So we already see these steps hinted to in Hoshea. We already have the how-to and the lesson plan to reach tshuva. So Radak says, Yesh lecha lashuv el Hashem yitbarach, we're still on number 4. Ki en mikimcha mimichsholecha ela tshuvatcha. What's the only thing that will bring you up from your lapse, from your chet? It's only tshuva, right? So the only thing that will lift you up is your tshuva elav. You have to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uba'amro ad, it's like El. V'chen v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuvu adai. We have other places that it says, v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuvu adai. So why do we use ad and not El, as we said earlier? Because amru razal, gdola tshuva shemagat ad kisei kavod. When you do tshuva, you can reach the seat, kivyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means there's no limit to how close you can get to Hashem when you use the vehicle of tshuva. Tshuva opens the path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. There are no michsholim, there are no intermediaries, there is no veil, there is no gate. You have a direct access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has to be tshuva that you generate, a self-realization that you're willing to undergo this transformation. And further on, Chui Machem Dvarim, what does it mean, take words? We're still on number 4 in Radak. Eini shoel miken b'tshuva lo kesef v'lo zahav v'lo olot. In tshuva, you don't have to pay God. You don't have to give him olot in zvachim. We do korbanot, but that's not the main thing. What is the main thing, right? Ela dvarim tovim. To really say the right words. And saying the right words means meaning the right words and acting upon it. It doesn't mean giving lip service, because lip service is hollow, right? Shetitvadu bahem avonuteichem v'shuvu el Hashem b'chol levadchem v'lo bisfatayim bilvad. To really do vidui, to really say what your sin was. Why is that so important? Because self-realization and self-knowledge will bring to the action to transform, to make a change. And vidui is that stage of self-realization. Not just to think it, but to say it. To really understand what it's about. And once you understand and say what it is, then you can get to the next step. Then you can do tshuva. Without that self-realization and saying what it is, vidui, you can't get to the next step. And that's why even in Hoshea in the beginning, Khu imachem dvarim imru elav. You have to admit. Admitting your sin out loud to yourself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a big deal. Because that shows it's real. It has its own life. Look at the other radak. Uneshalma parim sfateinu. What does the radak say there? Bimkom parim, instead of bringing bulls, right? Instead of bringing korbanot, Neshalma lefanecha vidui sfateinu. Saying the words is really the most important thing, not so much the korban. And how do you know that the korban is not mo'il without vidui? Because every time you bring a korban, what does it say? Vihitvada asher chata. Every time you bring a korban in Bet HaMikdash to forgive a sin, a chatat, what do you have to do? You have to do vidui on the korban. So if you just bring the korban without vidui and without meaning the vidui, it's as if practically you didn't bring a korban. You say the words on Yom Kippur of the tefillah and you're sitting in shul all day and you don't mean the words, you say the vidui, but you really don't mean it, it's as if it didn't happen. Because it's the kavanah that comes along with it. Same thing we say with tefillah. It has to be integrated with kavanah, real understanding and self-realization. And the Radak makes a very interesting point here. On Yom Kippur, what was one of the main things that we did? A Seir Mishtaleach. And the Seir Mishtaleach was not brought on the Mizbeach, right? The Seir that we sent down, La'azazel, was not brought up on the Korban. That was a twin on the Mizbeach and one that was sent to Azazel. And what was the only thing that we did on that Seir? What's the only thing the Kohen did on that Seir? Vidui. On that Seir, he would do vidui for all the chata'im of Am Yisrael. And when they sent that Seir down, it was mechaper al chata'i Am Yisrael. How could that be? Because the koach of vidui is so strong. Saying the words, realizing the words, and internalizing the message, and using that as a catapult, changing your actions. But without really understanding and knowing, you're not moving anywhere. Let's go back to the psukim. We're back on number one. And what are some of the things that you have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to say, Ashur lo yoshienu. We're not going to be helped by Assyria. Assyria was the big enemy during Hosea's time. What's the point here? We all have things that we think run the world or do things for us or are the causes of everything. And what we have to realize is we can't have a crutch. We always have excuses. Ashur lo yoshienu. We know we can't have any other crutches. We can't rely on anybody else. We can only rely on ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means we understand Ashur lo yoshienu, al sus lo nirkav, v'lo nomar lo od Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu. We won't think that other things are really the cause of everything. We won't make excuses. We realize everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything is us. And who is the only one we can rely on? Asher becha yirucham yatom. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has the ability to help the Atom, the Almana, the ones who are the most depressed, the ones who are the most oppressed. It's only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to us. We always think something else could help, this is going to help, that's going to help. We have to realize at one point, part of Vidui is that we have to realize our actions make a difference and Hashem's actions on us makes a difference. And everything else is really noise. It's white noise. Let's go on. Erapa mishuvatam. I will heal you from your rebelliousness, which means once you do tshuva, I will heal you, says Hashem. Ani Hashem rofecha. And the beauty, again, of the use of language is tshuva, vishuvu, and erapa mishuvatam. Mishuvatam here is you're turning away from Hashem. I'll heal you from turning away from Hashem. Even in that, Hashem's going to help us. He's going to help us to come back to Him. And why is the source, why is the shoresh so similar? Moving away from Hashem and moving towards Hashem. We're using the same shoresh in both directions because the line is so thin. Which means sometimes you think, I'm so far from Hashem, how can I turn around? But once you turn around, you're already in the right direction. But if you turn in the wrong direction, it's also so fast to turn around the wrong direction. Which means Hashem will heal you and bring you close from your rebelliousness. But you have to take the first step. Shuva Yisrael, v'shuvu el Hashem. If you take that first step, what's Hashem going to do? Hashem is going to return you back. Erapa mishuvatam. And not only that, ohaven nedava. I will love Bnei Yisrael generously. Which means I'm not just going to do it because I have to. You did your job, I'm doing my job. I'm going to love you and I'm going to do it generously. You turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to take you in lovingly, generously, and open-heartedly. Kishav api mimenu, which means if you do tshuva, Hashem is not upset with you anymore. It's not like, okay, I'm really upset, I'll cover it up, and I'll accept you. If you do full tshuva, Hashem will love you, take you in generously, and Hashem will not be angry. And not only that, according to these psukim, good things will happen to Am Yisrael, right? Everything will flourish, everything will be wonderful. And what's the last pasuk from Hosea in this haftarah? Pasuk Yud, we're in number one. Mi chacham v'yaven eile. The key to intelligence, not emotional, spiritual, intelligence. Mi chacham, what's the key to intelligence? In understanding these things. If you do the right thing, you'll have a good relationship with Hashem. Right? Navon, if you understand things from other things, v'yeda'em, you'll understand this. Ki yesharim darkei Hashem. Hashem's ways are righteous and correct. V'tzadikim yelchubam, the righteous will go in those ways. U'poshim yikashlubam, but those who are sinners are going to stumble in these ways. What does that mean? So we have a big question. We know the whole issue, tzadik v'ra lo, rasha v'tov lo, right? We have this big question that sometimes we see good people do good things, but bad things are happening to them. So what does it mean if you do good, always good things will happen? And it's clear, and that's why anyone who's intelligent will understand this very clearly. So what does the Radak explain here? Meaning, we understand that Hashem is righteous, Hashem is good, and whatever he does is the right thing. But we don't understand how it's played out in history. We see that in Iyov, we see that all the time, the question of tzadik v'ra lo, rasha v'tov lo. So how do you understand the world if you see bad things happening to good people? How do you understand the world if you see good things happening to bad people? Did I say the same thing? Whatever. You know what I mean. So the question is, what is Hosea trying to say this? He's saying if you look around the world, you'll see everything really works the way it's supposed to work. But we know some things don't work the way they're supposed to work, at least the way we think they're supposed to work. So Radak says something very interesting. What does he say? Mi chacham v'yaven eile, number one, you don't have this because it's supposed to be number five, but they only gave you the pasuk without printing for you the Radak. It was a mistake on the people who did the zero, the printouts. So I'll read it to you. Mi chacham v'yaven eile, what does the Radak say? Ukshe'eshlim Hosea nevuato omer, mi bachem chacham v'yavin eile tochachot shedibarti ad heina. Ki yesharim darkei Hashem, lo sheotam sheomrim lo yitachen derech Hashem. Kvo sheamar b'Yechezkel, ki im tashuvu b'tshuva shlema, lo tizacharna lachem toavoteichem arishonot. A lot of people are upset. How could you do so many bad things and then you do tshuva and Hashem forgives you? That's not fair. I'm good all the time. I do good things. And then someone who's bad, they're doing bad things and then they tshuva and then Hashem loves them? That's not fair. So one thing we have to understand, that's the beautiful present of tshuva. You could do bad things, and if you really do tshuva and you turn your life around, Hashem will really forgive you. Even though it's not a rational concept, you have to understand that's the way the world works. Hashem is giving you a second chance. Why? Because life should be optimistic. If you did something bad and you can never erase it, then what's life worth living afterwards? You always have that stain. You can never get back your reputation. You can never be a good person again. So you'd be depressed. You have no reason. It's fate. We don't have that idea of fate. There's always a chance for tshuva. You're never stained with a certain sin that you can't overcome, which means the ultimate religion, the ultimate view of optimism is halakha. You can always do full tshuva. You have to be serious. You have to turn your life around. But there's always tshuva. So, mi chacham v'yaven eile. Real tshuva works. That's number one. But the second thing Radak explains, he says we have three things going on here. What you have to understand also about the world is sometimes you see someone who's a tzaddik, maybe they're really not a tzaddik. You don't know what they're doing, so maybe God's doing the right thing. Sometimes Hashem wants to pay the tzaddik in Olam Haba. So if you see a tzaddik suffering, Hashem has his plans. Also, if you see a rasha who's living a great life, maybe Hashem's paying him all back in this world, you don't know what will be in the next world. What's the point here? Don't judge other people. You don't know what Hashem is doing. Hashem has his ways. Don't look at other people and say Hashem is not fair. This is happening to this person, this is happening to this person. Know for yourself. If you understand that if you act the right way and have emunah that some way Hashem is going to pay you back the right way, right, and have that confidence, then you can really live a confident world, a confident life. Which means you're not looking at the other people because you don't understand Darkei Hashem. Ki lo machshavotai machshavotechem velo drachechem darachai. But you should understand for yourself that if you do the right thing, Hashem will make sure. Whether in this world or the world to come, but many times in Tanakh we also have that in Sifrei HaMusar, right? If you do good things, then many times you can lead a good life. But in those unusual circumstances, we don't judge others. That's not for you. But for yourself, to have the confidence that Hashem is really going to work things out. Sometimes we only see it right before death. Sometimes later generations see how things work out. We don't know. So, mi chacham v'yaven eile. In the end, tshuva, tzedakah, chesed, all that really works out. And what does it mean, v'tzadikim yalchubam uposhim yikashlubam? Because tzaddikim understand it. They're not always looking to get a prize. Good people do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And Hashem will take care of all the other things. Poshim if you're doing bad or you don't have a good attitude, then you're constantly tripping up on things because you do something and you're not getting that immediate gratification that you think that you deserve. And that's why you'll get tripped up all the time. Don't look at the world that way. Look long term. Look at the bigger picture. That's the way to really attack these things. So that's the message of Hosea. But the Ashkenazim, we stick in Yoel. The Sfaradim stick in Micha. So already from Hosea, we saw there are steps to tshuva. We see that it has to be tshuva shlema. We see that you have to have a certain mindset to understand certain things, to make certain changes. And Yoel also, it really starts a little earlier. So I'm going to read you from my text, from the earlier psukim of Yoel. They're starting here, tetvav, but I really want to start in Yud Aleph. In the Haftarah part of Yoel, how come we could stick Hosea, Yoel, and Micha together? Because Trei Asar is really considered one Sefer. So we're putting it all together for the Haftarah. That's why you could pick from the different Sfarim in the Haftarah. And again, this is the main messages they wanted to take. So how does Yoel begin in the Haftarah for the Ashkenazim? It starts telling you that there's going to be a great battle. Hashem natan kolo lifnei chelo kirav ma'od, which means a great day of reckoning is going to happen. A great day of destruction is going to happen. What do you do before that day of destruction? Do you say, Hashem's punishing me? Hashem's punishing Am Yisrael? It's going to happen? Or do you try to change it? Which means in Yoel, the message is, terrible things are happening. There's going to be a great punishment. Can you change that or not? Is it fated or can you make a difference? And what Yoel is saying, that no matter how great and big the destruction or the nivuah of destruction is, you can always turn it around. You can always change what's going to happen in the future. So what is Hashem saying? V'gam atan um Hashem, shuvu adai b'chol levavchem. If you return to me b'chol levavchem with all your heart, b'tzom uv'chi u'b'misped, you're going to fast, you're going to cry, and you're going to say words of comfort and understanding, which is what we do on Yom Kippur. That's why you read this also right before Yom Kippur. And v'kir'u levavchem ve'al bigdechem. If you tear your heart and not just your clothes, right? It's an internal tshuva. V'shuvu el Hashem elokechem ki chanun v'rachum hu erach apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al ha'ra'ah. Hashem wants good things to happen to you and not bad things. So even though you might deserve bad things, if you do tshuva, Hashem is going to turn it all around. Mi odea yashuv v'nicham v'hishir acharav bracha mincha v'nesech l'Hashem Elokeinu. What's fascinating about this? It's not just if you do tshuva, Hashem won't bring the catastrophe. If you do tshuva and Hashem will forgive you, v'hishir acharav bracha mincha v'nesech l'Hashem Elokeichem. What's going to happen after you do tshuva? Your relationship is going to change so much that you're going to bring presents and mincha, meaning a real present from your heart, not just throwing it at Hashem at the altar, right? If you bring a real bracha and mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then again what's happening to the relationship? It's not just you're neutralizing the bad. You're elevating and you're transforming the relationship into a positive, loving relationship. And that's what Tzom Bechi U'Misved can do. That's what Tshuva and also the day of Yom Kippur could do. And if you look at the rest of the psukim, what do you see? Right? Tik'u shofar b'tzion, kitshu tzom, you already have these psukim. Kir'u atzara. You have to call a day that everyone gets together and everyone has these feelings, caring and screaming and connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every individual can do it every day of the year. But when there's tragedy, or especially in Yom Kippur, when everyone does together, it has a certain volume, it has a certain mass. And everyone should get together, and look what it says. They got together in the Ulam, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tet Zayin, everybody. Right? Zekeinim, Olalim, Yonkei Shadayim, old, young, even those who are suckling, those who just got married. And they come to the Beit HaMikdash, and the Kohanim cry for Bnei Israel, and all of Bnei Israel cry together. Sometimes you say, you know what? It's better if I don't have to go to shul on Yom Kippur. I could do it better at home. I could daven for myself, or I could be for myself. I don't have to feel part of the tzibur. Being part of the tzibur really helps. Which means the idea of the unity of everyone together. We say this on Purim as well. Better to read the Megillah in a group, in the Minyan, in Shul, than for everyone to make little groups by themselves. Berov am hadrat melech, but also in tshuva. There's personal tshuva, but the idea of Yom Kippur has a certain idea of ma'amad, a step, a stage for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, it does make a difference. And again, Yoel, before Yom Kippur, wants to say that that's an important element. And if you do good, again, all the brachot are going to come. So the message of Hosea is tshuva. for Am Yisrael, but also the individual. In Yoel, the message is that the idea of tshuva is really helpful, right? It has to be a real tshuva, but the idea of Am Yisrael doing it together and doing it in a ceremonial way really has an effect, as opposed to thinking, you know, everyone does it in their own way. Today we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we don't have the Seir LaAzazel, but we do have the ma'amad of going to Beit HaKnesset. There is something of the ma'amad for Am Yisrael. And Micha, which the Sfaradin add, and that's source number 3, that's the message of Mi'el Kamocha Nose Avon Ve'Over Al Pesha. Who is like Hashem that forgives our sins, right, and wipes them off? L'she'irit nachlato, for the remnant of Am Yisrael, lo hechzik la'adapo, he doesn't hold anger, ki chafetz chesed hu. By the time we get to the piece that we read on Micha, right, we're already confident in our relationship with Hashem. In Hosea and Yoel, we know that Hashem will forgive us if we do the right thing. But in Micha, the language is confident. Mi'el kamocha, we know, Hashem, that you do this for us. We're talking in first person. Who's like you, Hashem? Which means we have this relationship already with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know Yashuv Yirachameinu. Again, the word of tshuva. He is going to have rachmanut on us, and he is going to, almost as if it's plunging all of our chataim in the sea, and that's where all our chataim are. And titen emet liyakov chesed l'avram asher nishbata lalokeinu bimei kedem. It's promised to us. We're confident in this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we do the right thing, Hashem will do the right thing, and he owes it to us. Which means optimism and confidence is really the way to go into Yom Kippur, right? Is really the way to start Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Chodesh Elul. But this confidence also has to be mixed with a certain kind of anava, a certain kind of modesty, a certain kind of uncertainty. Because if you're so confident, then you can't be in the right state of mind. But even when you are doing tshuva, the idea that you are confident that Hashem will forgive you, you are confident in your relationship with Hashem, changes the tshuva. Because it gives you a certain ability to go to certain lengths that you wouldn't do if you're not sure, but if you wouldn't feel this confidence in your success. And that's why we're going to go all the way back to Chumash. So we spoke about Navi, right, the Trei Asar, the idea of Tshuva and Trei Asar. But let's go back to Chumash, the sources of Tshuva. So let's see some of the interesting sources that we have. So here we have, what's the message in Chumash? So we did the Trei Asar because I wanted to start with the Haftarah. But let's go back to Chumash. Where are the first lessons and messages of tshuva? So we're going to start with Dvarim Lamed, and this is source number 6 on your sheets. Vayaki avoa lecha kol advarim ha'ela, we're in Nitzavim. Habracha v'aklala asher natati lefanecha v'hashevota el vavecha b'chol agoyim asher hidichacha Hashem Elokecha shama. Now the difference between the tshuva that we are speaking in the Trei Asar, especially in Yoel, right? And here the Torah is telling us, if you were already punished, and you are already far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are already in Galut, can you ever come back? Right? So, v'hashevota el vavecha b'chol ha-goyim, even wherever you are, among the goyim, you can do tshuva, which means you can return. But this is already post-onesh. Does everyone understand the difference? This is after the onesh. Hashem's telling you, you can return. We went backwards because I want to start with the Haftarah, but what is the Navi already telling us? You're not even punished. And what could you do? You could already do tshuva to avoid having the punishment. Here, after Bnei Israel had the punishment, what could they do? V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. Again, the beautiful language. We see that Hosea is really copying Chumash. V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. You could go all the way back to Hashem. V'shamata b'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Ata ubanecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Which means no matter how far you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did terrible sins, you were punished, you can always come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's Hashem going to do? V'shav Hashem Elokecha tshvutcha. Hashem will help you come back to him, and he'll bring you back in from Galut. Look at the next source, number 7. A few psukim later, it says, Ki tishma bekol Hashem Elokecha lishmor mitzvotav. If you listen to all of Hashem's mitzvot, haktuva besefer haTorah hazeh, ki tashuv Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. If you listen to Hashem and you do a complete tshuva, right, what will happen to you? Okay, Hashem will return you back with all b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. If you return to Hashem with all your heart and with all your soul, right, then he will do what? Okay? Ki tishma. And if you return to Hashem, what's the next pasuk? Ki ha-mitzvah hazot What are we talking about? Tshuva? Are we talking about Torah? Are we talking about what we talked about in Pasuk Aleph? About tshuva? Meaning, because the Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleti mimecha v'lo rechokahi. Whatever I'm teaching you today is not too difficult for you, right? It's not beyond the sea, it's not in the heavens, right? Who's going to go and get it for us? Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'od b'ficha u'bilvav halasoto. It's close to you. But we're mixing metaphors. In Aleph, it seemed tshuva. But here in Yud, it's haktuva b'sefer Torah zeh, kol ha-mitzvah. We talk about all the mitzvot. So the Gemara, your source number 8, Talmud Bavli, Masechet Eruvin, Daf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph, about this pasuk, says, right, Lo bashamayim hi velo me'ever layam hi, she'im bashamayim hi, ata tzarich la'alot achareha. If Torah, this Gemara is talking about Torah, if Torah is in the heavens, you have to get it. You would have to get it. And if it was after the Yam, you would have to get it, which means you have to do everything for Talmud Torah. You should make every single effort for Talmud Torah. It's not beyond you. Don't say, oh, I'm only going to leave Torah learning for the Talmidei Chachamim. Everyone has an obligation to learn. Everyone has an obligation to understand. Everyone has an obligation to be part of it. The Ramban on this Pasuk, we're on source number 9, says, V'ta'am ki ha-mitzvah hazot al kol ha-torah kula. What's the mitzvah hazot that's not beyond you, it's not far? The Ramban explains, it's on all the Torah, just like the Gemara said. V'hanachon, but the Ramban says, everybody explains, lo me'ever layam hi, it's mostly about Torah. You have to do everything in order to reach it. But the Ramban says, no, because look at the psukim before and look at the psukim afterwards. Vehanachon, the Ramban says, I don't agree with that. He says, Ki al kol ha-Torah ye'amer le'el chet pasuk aleph in parshat Ekev, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. We already said you have to keep all the mitzvot in parshat Ekev, in perek chet in Dvarim. What's new in perek lamed in Dvarim? So the Ramban says, aval ha-mitzvah hazot, that's not beyond the sea and not far away from you, Al ha-tshuva nizkeret, which means what is available to every single individual? Tshuva. Not only Torah. He's agreeing Torah is available to everybody. But here, specifically, the Torah wants to tell you tshuva is available to everyone. Don't say, I'm not on that religious level. Oh, I can't really do tshuva. It's not for me. Every single person can attain tshuva mele'ah. Every single person. Because it says, v'hashevota el levavecha in Pasuk Aleph. Right? Vishafta Hashem Elokecha bePasuk Bet. So the Ramban says the context here is clearly about tshuva. What's available to everyone? What's attainable to everyone? It's tshuva. V'ne'emra bilshon habeinoni. Why is it in this middle language? Lirmoz haftacha ki atid hadavar liyotken. You are promised that Hashem is going to really accept your tshuva if you do tshuva. That's why it says, v'hashevota, v'shavta. It's like a middle. It doesn't say, and you have to. V'shavta, and when you return, Hashem is going to forgive you. Which means it's guaranteed. Like we saw in the Treasar, which is echoed later, obviously. The idea that it's a guarantee. Hashem promises you, if you do tshuva, it's not like you're going to make the effort and nothing's going to come of it. If you make the effort, Hashem is going to come full way, full journey to meet you. And that's why, ki im yen nidacha b'kche ha-shamayim, v'ata b'yad ha-amim, tuchal lashuv al-Hashem v'lasot kechol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Nothing is beyond your ability. There is no sin that is beyond the ability to do tshuva. And that's why, v'zeh ha-tam, b'ficha u'bilvav chalasoto. Why does it say in the pasuk, b'ficha ki karov elecha adavar ma'od, b'ficha u'bilvav chalasoto? The Ramban says, first, sheyitvadu et avonam. Before you could do tshuva, what's the first thing you have to do? Vidui. If you don't admit your sin and you don't want to own up to it, then you can't do tshuva for it because it's not there. It doesn't exist. You don't really acknowledge it. So you have to do vidui beficha, sheyitvadu et avonam vet avonavotam befihem, v'yashuvu bilibam el Hashem. First, vidui, according to the Ramban, then tshuva. V'kablu aleim hayom haTorah, and then kabbalah la'atid. Then to accept the actions, and then to do the right thing. So the Svorno, a little later, right, he says, again, they don't have it in the Bar Ilan, so it wasn't put in. The Svorno says, not only can everyone attain tshuva, but you don't need an intermediary. It's something you could do by yourself. You don't need a rabbi to do it. You don't need a shliach tzibur to do it for you. You can do tshuva by yourself. It is something that a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the recipe. But we have a lot of things in Tanakh that might imply otherwise. In the Gemara, we're at number 10. The Talmud Bavli, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. We have the whole discussion. What about if Hashem gives a gzar din that you're going to be punished? It's number 10 on your sheets. What about if you have a gzar din? Hashem decreed, this is what's happening. And not only decreed it, but with a shvuah. We know it's Bnei Eli in the beginning of Sefer Shemuel. Hashem promises that he's going to punish Bnei Eli. And it says that even with Zevach or Bimincha, look at the last three lines, Im yitkaper avon bet Eli bezevach or Bimincha. So our question is, the debate among the Chachamim is, let's say, right, you do a sin. Is Hashem going to forgive you? Now let's go to the beginning of the Gemara. Ki im techapsi baneter v'tarbilach borit nichtam avonech lefanai. My love kan kodem gzardin. One view is, if it's before Hashem decrees it 100%, then you could do tshuva. But let's say Hashem decrees a gzardin. Are you stuck? Can you never do tshuva? So the question is, kan lachar gzardin? La idi v'idi lachar gzardin v'lo kashya. Kan b'gzardin shiyesh imo tshuva. Shvua. Let's say Hashem swears that he's going to punish you. Kan b'gzar din she'eni mo shvua. So maybe if you don't have a shvua that Hashem says, I swear that I'm going to punish you, even though we don't know how that works, right? But in Tanakh we do, right? She'eni mo shvua. Maybe you could be forgiven. But if Hashem swears he's going to do it, if Hashem swears, how could he go back on something like that, right? So now we have the debate. What about the whole issue? Minayin l'gzar din sheyesh imo shvua she'eno nikra. How do we know if Hashem makes a gzar din with a shvua, it'll never be broken? Because it said, Nishbati lebeit Eli, imit kaper avon beit Eli bezevach ubimincha. The punishment for beit Eli, even if they bring a zevach, and even if they bring a mincha, even if they bring a korban, it'll never be undone. So Amarava, he says, bezevach ubimincha einonit kaper. Even if Hashem makes a shvua, maybe only if you bring a zevach and a mincha, a korban, it won't be mechupar. Aval mitkaper betorah. If you learn Torah, and you transform yourself, you can even overturn such a decree. Abaye says, right, bezevach ubimincha no mitkaper, aval mitkaper betorah gemilut chasadim. With Torah and gemilut chasadim, then you're mitkaper. What's the point? The point is that even a shvua, even a gzar din that comes with a shvua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beit Eli could have undone it if they would have done serious, real tshuva. So much so for us. Which means, no matter what our chet is, right, there has to be an avenue, even with a gzar din or a shvua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we do the right kind of tshuva, maybe there is a chance. Now again, it doesn't mean we won't have yisurim along the way and other things, but the forgiveness and the transformation, right, still can take place. Those are two different things that we're not necessarily getting into details today. So, how can you do tshuva without getting into the Rambam a little? So the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, that's number 11 for you guys. Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam in his Koteret, in his headings, always loves to make a list 20 things, 30 things. I have these many details in this halacha. In the Koteret of Hilchot Tshuva, even though he has prakim and prakim about it, the only thing he says is Hilchot Tshuva. Mitzvat asei achat. There are many details to it, but it's one mitzvat asei. And what is it? Sheyashuv hachoteh mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. He has to do tshuva for his sin, and he has to do vidui. So many people ask, isn't that two things? Isn't that tshuva and vidui? Or are they all integrated into one? To the Rav Soloveitchik said, the vidui is the maisa ha-mitzvah, which means the way you do this is through vidui. But the kiyum, belave of the mitzvah, is doing the tshuva, which means the saying is one part, and the kiyum is the other part, but it's all part of one thing. It's an issue of maisei mitzvah, vidui, and kiyum balev, which is tshuva. But our question is, why does vidui play such an important role in tshuva? Meaning, where do we see in Tanakh that vidui is so important? So you do tshuva, or finally in the end you admit it. What is so important about vidui, about understanding, about phrasing what your chet is? And we see this very clearly in Tanakh. Let's go back to Shmuel. In Sefer Shmuel, when we're talking about Shaul, we're in source number 12. What is the biggest failing of Shaul? The biggest failing of Shaul is that when he brings the korban early, he doesn't admit to Shmuel that he brought it early. He says, I did the right thing. When he doesn't do the Dvar Hashem in Amalek and doesn't destroy Amalek, what does he come back and say? I bolded out the things for you. Look at Pasuk Yud Gimel. He doesn't fulfill his obligation with Amalek. He knows that. And yet when Shmuel confronts him, right? He confronts him. What does Shaul say? Baruch atah Hashem hakimoti et Dvar Hashem. Denial. One of the biggest problems that we all have when we do chataim, or in general about our character traits, is denial. We don't want to admit who we are, what we are, what are we doing, what are our failings. It's very hard to look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm really this and this. Shmuel is coming to Shaul and saying, you didn't fulfill the obligation of Amalek. And Shaul says, I did. I fulfilled Hashem's word. He's the leader of Am Yisrael. Who is he blaming? Pasuk Tedvav, Asher Chamal Ha'am. The people are the ones, someone else, passing the buck. In tshuva and responsibility, you have to take the responsibility. You can't put the responsibility on somebody else. The buck stops here. You want to do tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to admit what you did. Pasukaf, what does Shaul say? And again, the whole conversation is going on. And what does he say? Asher shamati b'kol Hashem, va'alech b'derech asher shlachani Hashem, va'avi et Agag melech Amalek ve'et Amalek hecheramti. He still is in denial. I did whatever you said. I brought back Agag. Hello, he was supposed to kill everybody. And he brings back the king, and he's okay with that? And he thinks Shmuel is okay with that? Which means really coming to grips with what you did is a very difficult thing. And that's why vidui and understanding what the chet is so important. Why not just say, Kabbalah l'haba, I'll be better later. All the psychologists here will understand. What's the first thing you really have to understand? Where you went wrong? What's the problem here? Right? And what else does he keep on saying? Vayikacha'am me'ashalau. The people did it, it's not me. How come, even though by the end, when Shaul finally says, Pasuk Lamed, took a whole perek for Shaul finally to say, he said, Chatati, ata kabdeni na neged dikneami. Okay, I sinned. But bring kavod to me, I'm embarrassed, so come with me and bow down with me so everyone will see you still think I'm a good guy. And you'll come, you know, vishtachaviti la Hashem Elokecha. So, okay, Chatati. Okay, I said the word, that's it. That's not what vidui is. Vidui is really understanding it and really taking the blame for it. By the end, when he says it, he's not really interested and doesn't really see that he did something wrong. So again, vidus basvatayim is not even enough. Here in the end, he doesn't turn around completely. But look at the difference with Yehuda, David. Right? We know with Yehuda, what's the biggest thing with Yehuda versus Reuven? We did this as a whole shiur last year. Right? The big difference between Yehuda is when he's confronted with a Tamar issue, in the end he says, tzadka mimeni. We never find that Reuven ever admits his chet. Vaishkavit Bilha, we don't have. We have the beautiful Midrashim, right? That he's Besako, Betanito, but in the Torah, it never tells us, right? That he did full-blown tshuva and Kabbalah Latid and was really transformed. Yehuda was for sure transformed by that event. And the same thing we see with David HaMelech. Shaul, right, does not really transform himself and does not really do vidu. He doesn't understand his chet. He's in denial till the end. Right, and that's why Shmuel says to him, "Im katona tabeinecha, you're little in your eyes, but Hashem chose you. Don't be little in your own eyes when it's time for tshuva." Again, as we said earlier, you have to have that confidence. You have to have that feeling of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at your source number 13, Shmuel Perek Bet. When he is confronted and he's told of the terrible punishments that he is going to get because of what he did with Bathsheba, what does David say? Pasuk Yud Gimel. He says, El Natan Chatati LaHashem. Right away, he understands, he admits, and he admits the horrible sin that he did. Also in Shmuel Bet Perek Kavdalet, what happens when David counts Bnei Israel? Pasuk Yud, we're in 14. Pasuk Yud, Vayomer David el Hashem, Chatati Me'od, Asher Asiti, Vata Hashem Haverna et Avon Avdecha, Ki Niskalti Me'od. He admits his sin, he says it right out, and he's also asking for forgiveness. It doesn't mean you just have to admit your sin and not ask for forgiveness. You could do both. Admit your sin, and part of the reason we're admitting our sin is because we want forgiveness. That's okay, but you have to admit your sin. You have to see where you're going. And we do see that David, in many of these cases, was able to turn his life around. And we see that as well in number 15, where David is the one who goes to Goren Aravna HaYebusi, and he is the one who's going to buy the place for the Beit HaMikdash, the place where we do tshuva, the place where we bring all the korbanot, because he really understood that. And that's why Mizmor Shir Chanukata Bayit LeDavid. Shlomo built Beit HaMikdash. But who bought the place and who really got everything ready for it? It was David HaMelech. Even though he couldn't build it, he really set everything on its way, and he is the one who was able to do that kind of tshuva that the Beit HaMikdash represents. So tshuva melea, vidui has to come with that kind of tshuva. So what does the Rambam say? So how do you do it? Right? Source number 16. So we see in Tanakh, right, you have to admit. So how do you get on that road to do tshuva? So the Rambam says, what's midarkei tshuva? Halacha dalet, we're number 16. Liot hashav tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem bivchi tachnunin v'oseh tzedakah. You have to cry, you have to scream, you have to give tzedakah. Right? And you stay away from the bad things that you did, and you say, I'm like a different person. Doesn't mean you're really a different person. You have to see yourself as transformed, which means your method is going to be tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Just like we saw in the Gemara. Tshuva, Torah, milut chasadim, that turns it around. And where do we see that tshuva and the idea of tefillah really changes and really helps? We saw that with Chana. What do we see with Chana? When she is dealt this deal, that she cannot have children, she cannot continue. This is also another shiur that we did together here. When she sees that she has no way, she has no outlet, she has no children, she has no future, she doesn't just fold up and die, right? It's true that she gets a little, once she realizes no one's going to do it for her. That was one of the things we saw. When she can't rely on Elkanah, she can't rely on other people. All the time she was relying on others. Many times we rely on others to do tshuva. We're married to a big rabbi, we're married to an important person, we have great kids, we have this, we have that. We think everyone else is going to do it for us. We don't have to work that hard, right? We have so many things to worry about. There's another thing I have to worry about. That's a very important thing we have to worry about, which means we have that personal responsibility. Chana thought Elkanah is going to do it for her. It's a great Talmud Chacham. He's a great man. He brought korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash all the time. That's his job. My job, whatever it was that her job was. But finally, when she realizes she has to take responsibility, what do the psukim say? 17 on your sheet. V'hi marat nefesh. She was bitter. V'titpalel al Hashem u'bachot tifkeh. And she was crying. V'tidor neder. And she makes a neder to Hashem. And she cries out to Hashem. V'ashpochet nafshi lifnei Hashem. And she's davening to Hashem. Which means the words that the Rambam uses of what's the derech hatshuva, what's the way to turn your life around, is the, really the words from Chana. It's almost word for word practically what Chana did. She's such an exemplar of really turning your life around. Her life was going in a certain direction and she absolutely turned it completely around to go somewhere else. Yehuda was going in a certain direction and he completely turned his life around. It is possible, right? It is possible to make all these different steps. So where are we trying to get to? Look at number 18. So again, we're going back to the Rambam. Okay, we're going to the Rambam. During Chodesh Elul, today it starts. And now is the time to start for us to do tshuva. And this is a propitious time. But what is a time that there's even more concentration to do tshuva? And that is in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, which means we start now. Don't leave it for Aseret Yemei Tshuva when you have to ratchet it up. Because now is the time to start. And then you can ratchet it up. Don't just start in Aseret Yemei Tshuva because you have to have a base to really support this tshuva that you're ratcheting up in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So, afal pi sha'tshuva v'tzaka yafa la'olam, ba'aseret yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, hi yafa biyoter u'mitkabelet hi miyad. Meaning, now you prepare, and then you can get to a certain level in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and Hashem's going to accept it right away. Right? Also, halacha zayin, the next one in that one in the Rambam. Yom HaKippurim huzman tshuva. Remember, we're doing the Rambam. L'chol yachid v'larabim. Now remember, according to the Rambam and most views, you can do tshuva every day of the year, right? If you did something bad, you have to do tshuva every day of the year. That's why we say slach lanu, right? And we do chazarah b'tshuva every time in Shmoneh Esrei, right? Hashiveinu. We do tshuva all the time. Every day. For the chataim that we do. So what's special about Yom Kippur? The Rambam says, Yom HaKippurim uzman tshuva l'chol yachid v'larabim v'hu ketz mechila u'slicha l'Yisrael. Lefichach chayavim hakol la'asot tshuva u'lehitvadot b'yom HaKippurim. What do you mean chayavim la'asot tshuva? The Rambam in the earlier prakim is telling you have to do tshuva every time you do the chet. So we know tshuva comes every time you do a chet. So Rav Rosenzweig Shlita says, Rav Michael Rosenzweig explains this, that what's the idea here with chayavim hakol la'asot tshuva? What's the point here? The point here is that every day during the year when you're doing tshuva, many times you did a chet and you're neutralizing that specific chet. What's the difference on Yom Kippur? Let's say you're an unbelievably righteous person and you can't find any chataim because Aseret you made tshuva and Chodesh Elul you've just been davening and doing tshuva and you feel you're really up there and I can't think of anything that's left. It's a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because first of all, no one's perfect, but it's a different idea. Which means Yom Kippur is not just neutralizing your chet. What's special about Yom Kippur is that you're getting to a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means you're transforming yourself. Yom Kippur is the idea of chiyuv, vidui, and tshuva. Because it's not just about neutralizing your chet and getting back to the status quo. You want to get up to the next level. You want to get to a loving, religious, holy, pure relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any barriers. And that's what everyone is obligated to do tshuva. And it's also connected with what we said earlier, that one day a year with a power where everyone does it together has a certain force in the idea of tzibur of Am Yisrael. And what's fascinating is that when the Rambam talks about tshuva, look at Perek Zayin, number 19 on your sheets. When the Rambam talks already in Perek Zayin, which means we moved from Perek Bet, we're all the way in Perek Zayin, which is toward the end of what the Rambam's trying to explain about Hilchot Tshuva, he says, Al tomar she'en tshuva ela ma'averot she'esh v'hem ma'aseh, kegon znut v'gezel u'gneva. Don't think that tshuva is just from stealing, lying, adultery, those kind of things, cheating. Tzarich adam lashuv me'elu kach, hu tzarich lechapes b'deot ra'ot she'esh lo. Min ha'ka'as, min ha'eva, u'min ha'kin'ah. Tshuva is not about a bad thing that you did only. It's not about, oh, I cheated on this, I lied about this. Am I a bad person? Am I easy to anger? Am I someone who is too quick to judge other people? Am I jealous of other people too much? Which means it's also to really, how would we say, refurbish, right, and to elevate your character. It's also to look internally and to try to really change character flaws. Not just real chataim, who you are. It's transformative, which means tshuva is not just about specifics. It's not about, okay, I did A, I'm going to do B. It's also, I'm going to try to change myself to be a better person. And that's also what's special about Yom Kippur as well. So too, we see, once you do that kind of tshuva, look at Halacha Vav, G'dola tshuva shemekarevet et ha'adam lashchina. You're getting so close to Hashem, Shuva Yisrael, getting back to our Haftarah, Ad Hashem Elokecha, right? If you do tshuva, this kind of tshuva, you're going to come back to Hashem. Yesterday you were sanui, you were hated, and today you are loved. How can you go from being hated to loved in that sense? Because if you transform yourself, then you are, in a sense, transforming your relationship with Hashem. And that really changes, not who you are, we all are who we are. Right, we're not telling ourselves to change our personalities. Within our personality, everybody has a chance to be the best person who they can become. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Who we are a certain genetic code. We have certain abilities, we have certain failings. There are certain things very hard to try. Some of us will try to do those great things, that's wonderful. But the Rambam isn't trying to say everyone has to be a cookie cutter. Within your personality and who you are, everyone can transform themselves to be the best person who they can be. And what we see in the Rambam, Hilchot Tshuva Perek Yud, boy, we're getting all the way towards the end of Hilchot Tshuva in the Rambam. It says, when you really attempt and really accomplish tshuva on that level, then you have a relationship with Hashem, this is source 20 of yours, that nafsho kshura ba'avat Hashem v'nimtza shoge ba'tamid ki'ilu chole ahava. You know when you're lovesick or you're going out with someone or you have this great relationship, you think about them all the time. The Rambam says, by the end of Aseret Yimei Tshuva and on Yom Kippur, what should be your relationship with Hashem? We're not expecting you to keep this up every single day, right? But what should be your relationship with Hashem? You're always thinking about Hashem. He's on your mind all the time. Whatever you do, you're thinking what Hashem is going to say about this, right? The idea is that if you really are transformed and you really have that kind of relationship, we can't keep that up all year. But at least by the end, on Yom Kippur, to have that kind of feeling, to have that kind of relationship and closeness. But what the Rambam is saying, right, we all think of Rambam as rationalist, this is like so mystical and so emotional, right, that you can achieve that level. Which means you can achieve that level, and everybody, when the Rambam is saying this, he's not saying it's only Yechidei Sgula. Everybody can achieve that kind of relationship. And that's why we have this beautiful Gemara, which obviously the Rambam is basing it on, number 21. Amar Resh Lakish. This is Talmud Bavli Masechet Yuma, which is the Gemara on Yom Kippur. Amar Resh Lakish. Gdola tshuva, she's donot nasot lo kishgagot. What does Resh Lakish say? Tshuva is so great that if you did a sin intentionally, it's made as if it was done unintentionally, which means a shgaga. Which means if you do tshuva, your sin is neutralized. It's not in the bad column, it's in the neutral column. But we have another view by Resh Lakish that says, Gdola tshuva shezdonot na'asot lo kizchuyot. That the things that you did intentionally and are demerits, na'asot lo kizchuyot, become merits. Not that they're just neutralized, they become merits, right? We're on 21, just so everyone should see the Gemara inside. Not just you neutralized your chet, all of a sudden, all the bad things you did, if you did tshuva correctly, all those bad things turn into something positive. Why is that? Because if you really understand your chet, and you're able to work on that, and you're able to use that, you really use that experience to become something better. Sometimes we have these terrible experiences, we have these terrible tragedies that we undergo, and either we can look at that and become depressed and not move ahead, or sometimes we can use it and we can move ahead with it. We can use it and learn the lessons of it. And that's what a chet could be. Don't just say, oh, I'm a horrible person, I did these things. Why did I do it? Maybe I can transform and really change so I can really become something better. Use that, not say, oh God, it's not me, I couldn't do that, that means I'm a terrible person. How do you use the things that you have done in the past and try to transform them into something positive? Real tshuva can have that transformative power, and you can make zdonot zchuyot. So how do you do that? I lo kashya, says the Gemara. Kan me'ava, kan mi'ira. If you do tshuva, because God's going to get you, and you don't want to have things in your demerit column, so you'll neutralize it, and you'll be okay with God. But if you really work on it, to have a relationship, and try to be a better person, then all those chata'im, in a sense, will become zchuyot. Because they did. It helped you change who you are to try to be someone better. And again, when I say change, I don't mean we should change our personalities. We all should keep who we are and what we are. Just the bad traits that we exhibit sometimes with our personalities. Those are the kind of things we want to work on, right? So we want everyone to see who we really are, right? And really let other people know, and of course let HaKadosh Baruch Hu know. So now we come to the pièce de résistance of the Shiur. So what are we really going for? When the Torah speaks about Yom Kippur, what is the language it uses? Till now we only spoke about tshuva. When the Torah speaks about Yom Kippur, what is the language it uses? Number 22. Pasuk Lamed. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem litaher etchem mikol chatoteichem lifnei Hashem titaharu. We are looking for tahara. We're not just looking for forgiveness. We're not just looking for Hashem to say, okay, I'm forgiving you, you're okay. We want tahara. We want, in a sense, a certain purity, a tabula rasa, starting from scratch, which means we want to feel a certain cleanliness and purity, right, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with other people. And number 23, the Gemara in Masechet Yuma describes, I'm going all the way to the end, what is the famous phrase of Rabbi Akiva? Ashrechem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaharim, we're on number 23, I'm doing the end. Umi mitaher etchem avichem shebashamayim. What does Rabbi Akiva say? On Yom HaKippurim, we are so lucky. Because before who are we trying to be mitaher ourselves? We are trying to mitaher ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who is the one who's doing it to us? Avichem shebashamayim, which means we're going full forward, that Hashem is trying to forgive us. Right? We are trying to have ourselves forgiven, and Hashem is forgiving us. Which means Yom Kippur is a type of mikvah. From today, Rosh Chodesh Elul, when we are trying to do tshuva, we are really preparing to go to the mikvah. The mikvah of Yom Kippur, which means the mikvah to be surrounded by the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being in a state of no chataim, or as little chataim obvious as possible, right? Trying to really transform ourselves in that way. Which means it's a kind of purification process. Not one that's above our ability. It's something that we really can attain. We are trying to reach this kind of tahara. And as we know, when you go into a mikvah, if you have any impurities on you, if you have any chatzitza, it doesn't work. Which means Yom Kippur, for it to really be a mikvah experience, a tahara experience, has to be something that we first have to do the preparations. Can't go to the mikvah without preparing. We have to do that spiritual and personal preparation. We have to take this time out to really make sure that we are preparing for this time. Because in Sharei Tshuva L'Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he say? Va'amru Rabotenu Zichronam Livracha. Dirshu Hashem, we're on 24. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, Elu Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. U'mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah L'Ha'ir Adam Et Rucho, Lachzor B'Tshuva B'Yom HaKippurim, Shne'emar, Mikol Chatoteichem Lifnei Hashem Titaharu. Al-Kain Hizirani Wa'Katuv, Shenetaher Lifnei Hashem. Not only is tshuva about vidui, about kapara, about making sure I'm not going to do lahaba, to accept lahaba that I'm not going to do again, it's also this idea of tahara. It's also the idea of transformation. Again, not changing who you are, but with who you are to reach the next level of who you are. And that's why in Yonah, we read about the tshuva of Yonah and the goyim, it's disappointing, which means when we read it on Yom Kippur and Mincha, at least you should do what they did. Because look at the language there. They do tshuva, right? Mi odea yashuv v'nicham elokim v'shav mecharon apo, we're on number 25, v'lo noved. What do they say? We're going to erase all our bad deeds so Hashem will forgive us for those deeds so He won't destroy us. That's tshuva meira. God's going to get me. I'm going to do these things so He won't get me. He won't punish me. I'm going to turn back from my evil ways. Right? Vayar Elokim et maaseim ki shavu midar kam ara'a, vayinachem Elokim al ara'a asher diber lasot v'lo ra'asa. So he doesn't do the bad things he was going to do to Nineveh. He doesn't destroy Nineveh. We're not looking just not to be destroyed. We are looking to really transform, to move ahead, to reacquaint ourselves and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to reach the level of Tahara. So tshuva should be really leading us to Tahara, and Rosh Chodesh Elul is definitely the right day to begin this process. Thank you.